May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
平安都给我们弟兄姐妹。
This morning, we would like to talk about the topic, the four living creatures for mutual encouragement.
今天我想要跟大家一起来学习的题目是四活物。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 4.
请大家一起翻开启示录第四章。
Revelation chapter 4, verse 6.
启示录第四章第六节。
Revelation chapter 4, verse 6 to 7.
启示录第四章第六节到第七节。
Please read.
第六节，宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物，前后遍体。There's
another level of the world.
可是圣经教导我们说，还有另外一种世界。That
is the spiritual world.
就是属灵的。That
your eyes do not see, but exist.
那这个是我们眼睛看不见的，可是它的确是存在的。So
what is that?
所以这是什么地方呢?
It's the kingdom of God.
这个就是神的国。In
the kingdom of God, there's a throne in heaven.
那在神的国里有一个，在这国里有个宝座。Because
God is in control of the whole spiritual world.
因为神他是掌控，他可以掌控整个世界。God
is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
那这个神他是。
So he sits in the throne to reign.
所以他坐在这宝座上要来掌控。
We all under his control and guidance.
那我们都是在他掌控下，他在带领我们。
Now here tell us verse 6, they are in front of the throne of God. It's just like there are four living creatures.
那在这里说到在宝座前有四个活物。
What is called creatures?
那这活物是什么呢?
Creatures mean the created things, the created beings.
那活物就是被造的。
There are only two kinds of things in the world.
在这世界上只有两种东西。
Only created things or the creator.
那就是这些被造的还有制造的。
Even though we are all different.
虽然我们都不一样。
But we are all created by God.
可是我们每一个都是被神创造出来的。
Even though human beings and animals are different.
虽然说人类与动物是不同的。
But we are all the same because we are created.
可是同时我们也是一样的，因为我们都是被造的。
So some people say they don't believe in God.
所以有些人说他们不相信有神。
Because they don't see God.
因为他们眼睛看不到神。
But the fact is, if you look at ourselves.
可是如果我们看看我们自己。
Anyone who can claim that he come to being by himself.
那有人可以说他是自己自由的吗？
Nobody can say that.
那没有人可以这样说。
Because everyone was born by the parents.
因为每个人都是从父母那边生出来。
At least you rely on your parents to come to the world.
至少我们是借着我们的父母亲来到了这个世界。
No matter how smart you are.
无论我们多么聪明。
How rich you are.
无论我们多么富有。
You don't exist by yourself.
我们不是自由的。
We are all creatures.
我们全部都是被造的。
So can a creature boast to the creator?
所以这个活物它能够被造的能够向主来夸耀什么吗?
Just like a computer, can a computer boast to the programmer or the computer maker that, oh, I exist by myself?
就像电脑能跟这个制造电脑人说夸耀什么吗?
Nowadays, the computer or the tablet, they are very sophisticated.
那现在我们知道这电脑还有这个，他们这电脑有很多种。
They are very fast.
他们也可以很快。
Actually, the computer nowadays, their calculated power is faster than human brain.
那现在他们可以计算到说这个电脑，它可以计算速度比人类还快很多。
They can memory more than human brain.
他们能记得的比人类能记得更多。
But can a tablet to boast to the computer maker or human being say, "Oh, I'm smarter than you"?
可是电脑能跟人夸耀说我比你聪明吗？
Human being can just smash the tablet on the ground and it's broken.
因为这个人可以直接把这电脑丢在地上，那这个东西就不能再用了。
Or we can remove the battery.
或者他可以把电池拿出来。
It's just gone.
那这个东西就坏了。
Human being is just like that computer in front of God.
那在神面前，人类就跟这个电脑是一样的。
No matter how smart you are.
无论我们多么聪明。
How rich you are.
多么富有。
How powerful you are.
多有。
We are just like our creatures.
我们还是只是被造的。
So in front of the throne of God, there are four living creatures.
所以在神的宝座前有四个活物。
Even though they are very powerful, they are very beautiful, but they are also creatures.
虽然他们看起来很漂亮，很具有能力，可是他们还是只是被造的。
But what are those creatures?
可是这四个活物是什么呢?
If you just read, they have the image. They are four different kind of image.
如果我们读的话，就知道他们有四个 样子。
The first one looked like a lion.
那第一个活物像狮子。
Be careful here. It's not a lion, but rather it looked like a lion.
我们要小心，这里不是说这个就是一只狮子，而是它像狮子。
The second one looked like an ox.
那第二个像一个牛犊。
The third one have a face look like a human.
第三个脸面像人。
The fourth one have a face look like an eagle.
第四个像飞鹰。
So these are all the face of the living creatures.
这是这个四活物的样子。
Why the Bible use these four face to demonstrate the image of the living creatures?
可是为什么圣经是借用这四个样子来解释这个四活物呢？
Is to show us the attribute of God, the characteristic of God.
就是要向我们解释说神的本性是什么。
Because God is invisible.
因为神是看不见的。
You cannot see him.
我们看不见他。
But his character, how can we know his character?
可是他的本性，他是我们该怎么
属性啊？
他的属性，我们要怎么去了解呢？
God used this physical image to demonstrate to us.
所以借着这些可以看见的东西，神向我们解释了。
So you understand how the attribute of God is.
这样我们才可以知道神的属性到底是什么。
And verse 8 tells us that they have every living creatures have four pairs of or have six pairs of wings.
那第八节说到四活物各有六个翅膀。
So you may ask, what are these living creatures represent? What are they?
我们要说这个，那这四活物到底是什么呢？
If you look at the book of Ezekiel,
如果我们翻开以西结书，
let's turn the book of Ezekiel.
我们来翻开以西结书。
Chapter 1 tells us the four living creatures.
在第一章就讲到了这四活物。
Verse 10.
第一章第十节。第十节，至于脸的形象，前面各有人的脸，右面各有狮子的脸，左面各有牛的脸，后面各有鹰的脸。
Here tell us, once again, these four living creatures appears.
这里又提到这四活物出现。
Also have the same four faces.
他们也是有四个脸。
But what are they?
可是他们是什么呢？
Let's turn to chapter 10.
我们翻开第十章。
Chapter 10, verse 20.
第十章第二十节。
Chapter 10, verse 20.
十章二十节，第二十节，这是我在加巴鲁河边所见以色列神荣耀以下的活物，我就知道他们是基路伯。
Here the Bible tells us the answer. What is the four living creatures?
那这里圣经告诉我们这个四活物到底是什么？
According to the prophet Ezekiel, it tells us that they are angels.
那以西结先知这里是说他就是这天使。
They are cherubim.
他是基路伯。
The cherubim is very, very bright, very glorious angels of God.
那这基路伯是一个充满神的荣耀的天使。
It's a very high-ranking angel.
他是一个
很高级的天使。
很高级的天使。
No, the angels have ranking.
那这天使他们也是不同等级的。
There's some higher status.
有一些的地位，他们的比较尊贵。
Some are angels' leader, archangel.
那有一些他们是。
天使长 here tell us they are cherubim.
那这里 教导我们说这是基路伯。
In the Old Testament, there was the Ark of Covenant.
那在旧约里面有提到约柜。
It's a gold-laded box.
那这是一个镶着金的一个盒子。
And on top of the box, on top of this Ark of Covenant,
那在这个约柜的上面
there was two cherubim, the wings cover each other.
就有两个基路伯，然后他们的翅膀是盖着。
That cherubim and the ark together represent God's presence.
那这个基路伯加上这个约柜就代表了神的同在。
So that is very bright, very glorious.
所以这是非常有荣耀，非常充满光的。
So, cherubim always appear in the Bible.
所以基路伯常在圣经里面都有被记载下来。
And once again, in the book of Revelation, it appears in the forms of four living creatures.
那再一次在启示录里面，借着这四活物，它又被显现出来。
Angels are real. Maybe most of us haven't seen angel before.
那虽然我们大部分人都没有看过天使，可是他们是存在的。
I haven't seen one myself.
我自己本身是没有看过。
But I believe.
可是我相信。
Some brother and sister, God opened their eyes. They have seen angels before.
那有一些弟兄姐妹，神开了他们的眼睛，他们就看过天使。
There was a preacher.
有一个传道。
One day he was preaching the sermon.
有一天他在讲道的时候。
Just like what we are doing now, we are listening a sermon on Sabbath day.
就像我们现在一样，在安息日，我们在这边听道理。
He is just recovering from a stroke.
那他才刚从一个他刚中风，然后正在恢复当中。
God really guided him, so he was healed very quickly.
那神真的医治了他，所以他很快就恢复了。
So after a week or so, he just was recovered and was preaching on the sermon.
过了一个礼拜，他就恢复完全，他就可以在台上讲道。
And then God opened the eyes of a member down there.
然后后来神就开了一个信徒在下面听的信徒眼睛。
His eye was there on the pulpit.
他眼睛就专注的看这个台。
He couldn't believe what he see.
那他无法相信他看到的是什么。
Two very bright angels of God.
他看到两个充满光的天使。
Very tall.
很高。
Very glorious.
充满着荣耀。
One hand holding the scroll.
那有一只手他拿着书卷。
One hand holding the sword.
然后有另外一只手拿着这个剑。
Standing on the two sides of the pulpit.
那这两个天使就站在这个讲台的左右边。
He couldn't believe his eyes.
那这个信徒没有办法相信他眼睛看到的是什么。
The angels of the Lord are here.
然后他就知道说神的使者是在这里。
Brother and sister, do you believe the angels of the Lord are here?
那弟兄姐妹，我们相信现在神的使者就在我们当中吗？
Even though you don't see him, but he sees you.
虽然我们眼睛看不到他们，可是他们看到我们。
Because angels are the servant of God sent to protect and guide and watch over his people.
因为天使是神的使者，那神差遣他们来看顾、来保护他的选民。
In another testimony, we always hear, right? The angels always take attendance of church of brother and sister.
那我们还有听过，常听到一个见证，就是天使他常在点名我们这些来聚会的弟兄姐妹。
Who has come here? Angels take a check mark.
那他如果看到有人来聚会了，他就会。
Who didn't come? Well, angel make another cross.
那如果他看到谁没有来聚会，他也会在名字旁边打一个叉叉。
Whoever has come here, but the mind is not here, he'll make another mark.
那他如果看到这个人，虽然他身体是来到了这里，可是他心没有来这边，他又会写另外一个记号。
It's true. We must believe.
这是真实的，那我们都要去相信。
Because this is the spiritual world.
因为是有这么一个属灵的世界。
If God open your eyes, you see.
如果神愿意开我们的眼睛，我们就会看见。
So this cherubim.Appears in the form of four living creatures.
所以这基路伯他是以这个四活物的样子来显被显现出来。
But why using these four images?
可是为什么要用这个四个脸呢？
Because they are the created beings of God.
因为他们是被神造的物。
God wants them to reflect God's image of glory.
神要他们来反映出神的荣耀。
So that people can know that how glorious is our true God Almighty is.
这样人才能看见我们的神是多么的有荣耀。
And actually, they represent the glory, the image of Lord Jesus Christ.
那他们同时也代表着耶稣基督他的荣耀。
So today, we have to learn from these four living creatures.
所以我们今天要来学习这四活物。
At the beginning of the year,
在我们这新的一年开始
This year we have to strive toward having these four images.
那我们今年我们要来加油努力来拥有这四个脸
The first one, the first image.
那第一个
Verse 7 tells us that the living creature has the face of a lion.
那第七节告诉我们说第一个活物像狮子
Lion is the king of all the beasts.
那狮子就是所有野兽之王
That's why we call it Lion King, right?
所以我们有听过这狮子王。
Lion fears nothing.
狮子他们不怕什么东西。
He's the leader of all animal kingdoms.
他是动物里面的领导者。
Only other animals fear him, but they fear nobody.
那其他动物都害怕他，可是他不会害怕任何一种动物。
He can just lie on the ground, fear no other predators.
那他可以就是躺在那里，可是他不会害怕有人来攻击他。
But anytime when he attack, wow, he's always win.
可是当他去攻击其他动物的时候，他总是会赢。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 49.
我们来翻开创世纪记第49章。
Genesis chapter 49, verse 9.
创世纪49章第9节。
Genesis 49, verse 9.
创世纪49章第9节。第9节，犹大是个小狮子，我儿啊，你抓了时便上去，你屈下身去，卧如公狮，蹲如母狮，谁敢惹你？
Verse 10.
第10节，主必鬼必不离犹大，杖必不离他两脚之间，只等细罗来到，万民都必归顺。
Here, if you're on the surface, if you look at it, it looks like it's Jacob blessing his children.
那我们如果从表面来看，看到的是雅各他在祝福他的儿子。
Jacob has 12 sons.
那雅各他有12个儿子。
Jacob here prophesies about what will happen to each individual tribe's the future.
那这里雅各他是在预言说未来这十二个支派会遇到什么事情。
Not because Jacob can predict the future, but because God's spirit is in him, so he can prophesy.
那并不是说雅各他有什么能力来说预言，可是是神的灵感动了他，所以他知道这
个事情。He mentioned about one son. He's called Judah.
那这里特别提到他的儿子犹大。
Judah is not the firstborn.
那犹大他不是长子。
But here the Bible prophesies in the future Judas will be like the leader of all his 12 tribes.
可是这里圣经预言说犹大他以之后会变成所有支派的领导的。
Because Jacob said here, Judas is just like a lion.
因为这里雅各说到犹大是个小狮子。
Wow, he's just like a male lion, like a female lion. Nobody dare to touch it.
那他就像公狮，像母狮，那没有人敢去惹他。
This is the prophecy that in the future Judah will be king of all the tribes.
那这就预言说犹大在未来他会变成所有支派的领导。
That happens historically.
那在历史上就真正发生了。
We know that the first king was Saul.
我们知道由以色列人第一个王是扫罗。
He came from the tribe of Benjamin.
那他是从便雅悯支派出来的。
But because he got proud, so God disposed him.
可是因为他后来骄傲，所以神就离了去了他。
And God have chosen David to be the king of Israel.
那神之后就选了大卫来成为以色列的王。
David came from Judah.
那大卫他就是从犹大支派出来的。
So from the line of David, continuously have kings.
那所以在犹大在大卫之后，他的儿子、他的子孙继续的做王。
So the tribe of Judah, from David, become the lion.
所以这个犹大支派借着大卫，他就是成为这所有支派中那只狮子。
That's only historically speaking.
可是这只是如果我们看历史来说。
But spiritually, it's all the same.
可是从灵来看也是一样。
Because if we look at verse 10,
如果我们读第十节
，He said the staff will not leave Judah.
这里告诉我们说，这杖必不离开犹大。
The rod will not leave him.
那这个圭必不离犹大。
Until Shiloh came.
直到细罗来到。
Shiloh means peace.
细罗的意思就是赐平安者。
Who is this person bring peace to the world?
那这个会赐给我们平安的这个人是谁呢
？No one in this world can bring peace.
在这世界上，没有人可以带给我们平安。
Peace in the heart.
不能带给我们这心里的平安。
Only one person can bring peace.
只有一个人可以带给我们这种平安。
He is Lord Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督。
Because he overcomes sin.
因为他已经胜过了罪。
He gives us salvation.
他给了我们救恩。
So that we can have peace with God.
所以这样我们才可以跟神，从神那边得到平安。
We can have peace in our mind.
我们心里才会有平安。
So Jesus Christ is the true Shiloh.
所以耶稣基督就是这个真的细罗。
He is our true peace.
他是我们的真平安。
But where does it come from?
可是这平安是从哪里来的？
He come from the tribe of Judah.
他就是耶稣也是从犹大支派出来的。
So this lion represents Jesus is the king.
所以这狮子就代表说耶稣基督就是这个王。
In the book of Matthew, talks about Jesus is the king.
在马太福音里面讲到耶稣基督是王。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
我们来翻开马太福音。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Matthew chapter 2 verse 6.
马太福音第二章第六节。
Matthew chapter 2 verse 6.
马太福音第二章第六节。第六节，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来牧养我以色列民。
Here is the where Jesus came to the world. When Jesus was born, people was looking into the prophecy.
这里当耶稣基督他出生在这世界之后，大家就在看这个预言。
The three wise men, come from the east, kind of looking for Jesus.
那这里有三个博士，他们来到伯利恒要来寻找耶稣。
They know that the Messiah, the Savior, will be born.
因为他们知道这弥赛亚已经出生了。
He will be the king.
那他会成为这个王。
So this is tell Jesus is the king.
所以这告诉我们说，耶稣基督就是这君王。
Jesus is the lion.
耶稣基督就是这只狮子。
He fear nothing.
他没有什么惧怕的事情。
Now think about the spiritual teaching we can get from this.
那我们来看看属灵里我们可以得到什么学习呢
？Jesus Christ is so glorious and so brave.
那耶稣基督他是这么充满荣耀，他这么的勇敢。
And today, do we have the same bravery when we living our spiritual life?
那我们今天我们在过我们这属灵的生活的时候，我们是否也能一样的勇敢呢？
Do we fear about difficulties?
我们会不会惧怕这些困难的事情？
Do we fear about the temptation of the world?
或者我们会不会惧怕这世界上的诱惑？
Or do we fear persecution?
或者我们会不会惧怕这世界上给我们的逼迫？
Every time when we fear,
那我们每一次觉得害怕的时候，
we have to think about Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就要来想想主耶稣基督。
I remember there was a testimony when I heard in Africa.
我记得我在非洲的时候听过这样一个见证。
There was a brother who feared God.
这里有一个弟兄，他敬畏神。
He really loved God.
那他真的很爱主。
He lived a very upright life.
那他过一个很公义的生活。
That's why he's so successful. God really blessed him.
所以他。
He was very successful because God blessed him.
那所以他后来就变得很成功，因为神祝福了他。
But when you're successful, other people get jealous of you.
可是当他成功了之后，就有其他人开始嫉妒他。
And other people get jealous of you. They try to do something bad to you.
那当其他人嫉妒的时候，他们就会试着做不同的事情来陷害。
In Africa, people use black magic a lot.
那在非洲有许多人会用这种黑魔术。
They try to get some of your hair, you know, a piece of your clothing, and then ask the sorcerer, magician, to make chant it.
他们就会，譬如说，抓一些你的头发，或者是拿你的衣服，然后请这些行法术的，来咒诅
啊。And that
这些东西
that, of course, in normal occasion, that works.
那有时候这些事情真的会发生。
Because you know the world is controlled by Satan.
因为我们知道这世界是撒旦控制的。
If Satan want to harm anybody, he can free to do it.
如果撒旦他想要来害某一个人，他是可以这样做的。
That's why many people hire a magician or sorcerer to harm other people.
所以很多人他们会来找这些行法术的来做这些事情害别人。
Now, so talking back about the brother.
所以回到这个弟兄
，Somebody tried to harm him，
就有人试着想要陷害他。
Hire a magician, hire a sorcerer to make chant a curse on him。
所以他们就找这些做法术的来，要来就是在这些东西上面来
Of course, during the process, the brother didn't know。
那当然，这过程当中，这个弟兄都不知道。
But actually, later it was found out。
可之后他发现了。
You know, the person who tried to harm our brother。
那这个。故意要来咒诅我们弟兄的这个人
，hired a magician or sorcerer to do some chants。
他就是雇了这些行法术的，要来诅咒我们弟兄。
Has no effect on harming our brother at all。
那他完全都没有办法来诅咒或者是害我们这个弟兄。
On the opposite, the chant go back to the one, the curse go back to the one who tried to hide the sorcerer。
那反而最后这些他行的这些。咒诅都跑到他自己身上。
And then that person got really sick.
然后这个人就生了一个很大的病。
Wow, and then later brother find out God really protected him.
那这个弟兄之后就发现说神真的一直在保护他。
Even people try to do something bad to us or chant or make curse on us doesn't really work.
虽然有人可能会想要害我们，可是这都不会发生。
Because God is with us.
因为神与我们同在。
Let's turn to Psalm 118.
我们来翻开诗篇第118篇。
Psalm 118.
诗篇118篇。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Psalm 118, verse 6.
诗篇118篇第六节。第六节。有耶和华帮助我，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？
Now the good things about being a children of God, being a Christian is we need to fear nothing.
那身为一个神的儿子，我们有个最好的礼物就是我们没有什么可以惧怕的事。
Here the Bible tells us, if the law is helping me, then who shall I be afraid of?
这里告诉我们说，有主帮助我，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？
What can man do to you?
那人能把我怎么样呢？
Just like a lion, what will a lion fear?
就像一只狮子一样，狮子它会害怕什么吗？
Nobody.
它没有害怕任何东西。
Because lion is the strongest one, then he can fear nobody.
因为狮子是最强壮的，它不会去害怕任何一个人。
Yes, we are very weak.
那虽然我们是很软弱的。
But if God is with us,
可是如果神与我们同在
，Who can harm us?
那谁能够把我们怎么样呢？
Can your colleague harm you?
我们的同事能够害我们吗？
No, if God wants you to keep you to the job, nobody can harm you.
没有办法，如果神愿意把这个工作继续给我们的话，那没有人能够害我们。
Spiritually, can devil harm you?
那在灵里面，这个撒旦能够害我们吗？
No, he cannot harm you.
没有，他没有这个能力。
If you keep yourself in the Lord,
如果我们把我们自己保守在主里面，
you fear nobody, you fear nothing.
那这样我们就没有任何需要去惧怕事
了。So this is a lion.
所以这就是像一只狮子一样。
When we do holy work, we also must learn from Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们做圣工的时候，我们也要学习耶稣。
We do not fear difficulties.
我们不要害怕这些困难。
We do not fear failure.
我们不要害怕失败。
We have to move forward.
我们要继续往前走。
That is the lion.
那这就像一只狮子一样。
Secondly, let's look back Revelation chapter 4.
我们再来翻回来启示录第四章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Now, verse 7, here the second image have the image of an oxen.
那第七节就第二个是像牛犊。
So, in the ancient time, oxen is very important domestic animal.
那在这个以前的时候，这个牛犊是在这个国家里面非常重要一种动物。
Because if you don't have oxen, then you have no power to farm your land.
因为如果你没有牛的话，那你就没有办法来耕你的田。
Because the plowing of the land itself is too much hard work.
因为这耕田这个工作是非常艰难的。
Even in Africa today or India, many third world countries, farming rely on animals.
那甚至今天像非洲这种国家或者像印度，他们在做农业的工作的时候，他们还是需要牛。
I still remember when I went to visit a brother, he has a field.
那我还记得我去拜访一个弟兄，那他拥有一个田。
He is so poor, he didn't own an ox.
那他非常贫穷，所以他并没有牛。
But the farming season is already to start.
可是那时候是耕种的时候。
And what can he do?
所以他做什么呢？
He said he rent an ox for a few days.
所以他就说他租了一只牛，租了几天。
So the oxen just like a machine, right, help him to plow the land, make the land slough.
那所以这个牛就跟机器一样，他也是在做。耕田的工作。
So without ox, you cannot farm the land.
所以如果你没有牛的话，你就没有办法来工作。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
我们来翻开箴言第十四章。
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 4.
箴言十四章。
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 4.
十四章第四节。
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 4.
箴言十四章第四节，家里无牛，槽头干净，土产加多，人凭牛力。
Here tell us, if your house have no ox, then your storage is empty.
这里告诉我们说，如果家里没有牛的话，那我们的牛槽里面会什么都没有。
Why Lord Jesus Christ, he can achieve so much in so little time?
为什么主耶稣基督他在这么短的时间，他可以行这么多的事情呢？
Because he really worked like an hardworking oxen.
因为他工作就像一只牛，很努力。
Now, if you look at the ministry of Lord Jesus Christ, it lasts only about 3 years.
如果我们看看主耶稣他传福音的工作，只有差不多三年的时间。
I think about what you can achieve in 3 years.
那我们来想想，我们在三年以内可以做什么事情？
No, for us, right? 3 years is very short. You cannot do much.
对我们来说，可能三年是非常短的，我们可能什么都做不
到。Ask for yourself. Now, this year is 2014, right? From 2011 until 2014, now, what have you achieved for the Lord?
那譬如说，我们可以想想看，今年是2014年，那从2011年到今年为止，我们为了主做了什么呢？
Sometimes so little.
那有时候我们想想是非常少的。
Yes, we have done something, but so little.
那也许我们有做了一些，可是真的非常少。
But Lord Jesus Christ, in 3 years, he can work so much.
可是主耶稣基督他在三年以内，他却做了这么多的工作。
Because he's worked like a cow.
因为他工作的态度就像一只牛一样。
Sometimes when I was in the field in the village, right, look at a cow, an ox, how they work is really, really a lot of suffering and sweat.
那我如果我有时间去田里去看这个牛是怎么工作的话，我就可以看到他们是多么辛苦。
They bear heavy yoke.
他们就要背着这个很重的
Under the sun, 饿。
他们背一个很重的饿，然后他们要在这个大太阳下面工作。
Sometimes they get tired.
那他们也会累。
Then when they get slow, what would the master do?
那他如果工作比较慢的时候，他们的主人会怎么做？
They cannot stop, so the master whip them.
主人会说你不能停，所以他就会用鞭子打。
Wow, every time he got whipped and then he go faster.
那他一被鞭子打之后，他就会又开始快速的工作。
After a while, and then the oxen get tired.
那又过了一阵子，这个牛还是会。
Oh, and then the master said, "You haven't finished. I have no time for you to rest now."
那主人就会说，你还没有完成工作，我不能让你休息，那你还要继续工作。
And then the oxen keep going.
那又鞭打他，那这只牛就继续工作。
Only until the break time comes, and then the oxen rest a bit.
那直到他们这是他们的休息时间，他们才会休息一下子。
And then it is keep day after day, month after month.
那他们每一天过每一天，然后每一年每一月，他们都这样做。
Until the end, what will happen?
那直到最后，他们怎么办呢？
When the oxen have no more strength to carry, oxen get old.
当这个牛已经老了，
cannot farm anymore.
他没有办法耕田。
Usually the master say, whether sold it or just kill it for meat.
那这个主人可能就会把它卖了，或者是把它杀了。
That's why it's called old cow meat, right? Very tough.
那就是那他们可能会留那些肉，那就是为什么说老的牛的肉。
The first time I went to Africa, I eat the beef, right? Wow, I chew like a rubber, never able to swallow.
那我第一次去非洲，我有吃过这种很老的牛的肉，那它就像橡皮一样。
Even I chew it for 5 minutes, still stick in my teeth.
那我咬它咬了5分钟，但它还是都没有办法咬碎。
It's an old cow. It's an old cow.
因为这是一只非常老的牛。
You look at the life of an oxen. It's just a sacrifice.
可是如果我们看看这个牛的生命，就像一个祭物一样。
If you look at Lord Jesus Christ, His life doesn't have a 1 minute for Himself.
如果我们看主耶稣基督的生命，我们知道他没有一分钟是给他自己的。
He didn't live a comfortable life.
他没有过着很舒服的生活。
From the moment He started working for God.
可是当他一开始为主工作的时候，
His life is a service for somebody else.
那他的生命就成为来服侍别人的一个生命。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
我们来翻开马可福音。
Mark chapter 9.
马可福音第九章。
The book of Mark really depicts Jesus Christ as a servant, as an ox.
那马可福音真的就描述了主耶稣他是怎么努力的工作，怎么像一只牛一样。
Mark chapter 9.
我们来看马可福音第九章。
Verse 35.
第三十五节。马可福音第九章三十五节，耶稣坐下叫十二门徒来说，若有人愿意做首先的，他必做众人幕后的，做众人的用人。
Here is the teaching of Lord Jesus Christ.
这里是一个从耶稣来的教训。
The disciples did not really understand the mission of Jesus.
这门徒他们并不是特别了解主耶稣他的工作是什么。
They think that, oh, doing holy work is a glorious position.
他们想说做圣工是一个非常有荣耀的工作。
And then people respect you.
那其他人都会尊敬你。
And then you have a lot of privilege.
那你会有很多优待。
And you always walk in the front, people follow you.
那你总是走在前面，那有很多人会来跟随你。
But Jesus tell the disciple, you sit down.
可是耶稣这里叫他的门徒坐下。
Jesus teach them.
耶稣坐下，然后耶稣教导他们。
You want to be the first?
他说，如果有人愿意做首先的，
you learn to be the last.
那你就这个人就必做众人幕后的。
And then you serve everybody.
那你要做众人的用人。
Just like Lord Jesus Christ, He's the first.
就像耶稣基督他是首先的。
But He came to the world, He became the last.
可是当他来到这世界之后，他就变成了幕后的。
He rests, always rests the last. He's the last one to rest.
他总是最后一个休息。
And then always the last one to eat.
他总是最后一个吃饭。
He's the last one to relax.
他是最后一个休息的。
He's always let, make sure,The believers, they get taken care of.
他都总是要确定说这些跟随他的人有被照顾到。
So if in 2014, if you want to serve God,
所以如果在2014年我们有心要来侍奉神，
we really are making ourselves ready for sacrifice.
那我们要把自己预备好来作为献上为祭物。
We don't only serve God in these few hours when we gather in the service.
那我们不只是在聚会这几个钟头里面来侍奉神。
Sometimes we have to go beyond that.
那有时候我们要做更多。
In the evening, sometimes we visit members, we care about members.
那我们有时间的话，我们可以去拜访其他信徒。
And then we call them.
我们可以打电话给他们。
We pray for them.
我们可以帮他们祷告。
It's really have a attitude of an oxen.
那这就是像一个牛的态度一样。
That's the Lord Jesus Christ, the life of an oxen.
那这就是耶稣基督的生命，这像牛一样的生命。
Let's turn back to Revelation.
我们再来翻回来启示录。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
第四章第七节。
Revelation chapter 4, verse 7.
启示录第四章第七节。
The third image of the living creatures has the face of a man.
第三个脸面像人。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
the living creatures has a face of a man.
那这个四活物它有这个脸面像人一样。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思？
Jesus Christ, when he came on the world,
耶稣基督当他来到这世上来的时候，
he was called the Son of Man.
他被称为是人子。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
我们来翻开路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2 here tells us about how the Lord Jesus grew up.
这里第二章教导我们耶稣他是怎么长大的。
He grew up like a normal human being.
他长大的时候跟一个普通的人是一样的。
Verse 40.
第四十节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 40.
路加福音第二章第四十节。孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
He tells us, Lord Jesus Christ did not jump down from heaven and already become an adult and start working.
这里告诉我们说，耶稣他不是直接从天下来，然后就是一个成人了。
But rather, he grew through every single step that you and I went through.
可是他生长的过程就跟你和我一模一样。
That's why Lord Jesus can sympathize us.
这就为什么耶稣基督可以连续我们。
If you never go through what other people go through, you never able to sympathize other people.
如果我们没有遇过遭遇跟其他人遭遇的事情一样的话，我们永远都没有办法有这个同理心。
Just like a rich kid can never imagine what a poor family will go through.
就像一个很富有在富有家长大的小孩，他永远都没有办法去了解贫穷家的小孩的生活是怎么样。
Because the rich kid, they have everything at home.
因为很富有的小孩，他们在家里什么都有。
The parent has money.
他们父母亲有钱。
I have lots of computer, iPad, all the toys, vacation.
他们有很多玩具、电脑，还有他们可以去度假。
You tell them, oh, you know, other people are poor. They just think you are joking, right?
那如果你跟他讲说，还是有一些贫穷的人啊，他们可能会觉得你在开玩笑。
That's why a rich kid would say, oh, maybe his classmate is poor. Why don't your parent go to the ATM just to take some money?
那也许一个富有的小孩会跟他同学说，哦，你的父母亲没有钱吗？那他为什么不能去提款机那边提钱就好了？那他可以去银行，那银行就会给你钱。
Sometimes we have the same mentality.
那有时候我们也会像这样子一样。
We live in a good life, but we don't understand people live a tough life.
那我们也许过一个很好的生活，可是我们没有办法去体会其他人辛苦的生活。
That's why we cannot sympathize other people.
就是我们没有办法去连续其他人。
But the Bible tells us, Lord Jesus, He's able to sympathize us.
可是圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣基督他可以连续人。
Because when he came to the world,
因为他来到这世上的时候，
even though he is God come to the world in flesh,
虽然他是神降世成为人，
but at the same time he was also fully human being.
可是在那时候他是一个完完全全的人。
You feel tired.
他也会累。
He understand how does it feel to be tired.
他也了解这个累的感觉是什么。
Because after working for a whole day,
因为他一整天这样工作下来。
Jesus was hardworking, and then he has the flesh. He understands how does it mean to be.
因为他也是带着肉体，所以他了解这工作下来会很累。
You feel discouraged.
如果我们觉得气馁。
Jesus also understands how do you feel.
那耶稣基督也会了解我们感受的是什么。
Because when he was on earth, there are many things that make him feel discouraged.
因为他在世界上工作的时候，也有很多事情让他觉得气馁。
Many people doesn't believe in him.
因为很多人不相信他。
His disciple, no. Disappoint him.
那他的门徒有时候会让他伤心。
His loved one betray him.
那他所爱的人也会背叛他。
So he understand what does it mean to be hurt.
所以他知道这种伤心、失望的感觉是什么。
He understand what does it mean to feel hungry.
那他也知道这个饥饿的感觉是什么。
He understand how people feel when they are sick.
他知道当人生病的时候，他们是感觉什么。
Why?
为什么?
Because he was a fully human being when he was on earth.
他在世上的时候他是完完全全的。
And that is exactly the precious things that we today are the children of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这是为什么我们今天身为神的儿女是非常宝贵的。
Because you can always come to him and tell him how you feel and he understands you.
因为我们总是可以到神面前来跟他说，然后他会知道我们所经过的是什么。
He has the compassion to you.
他也会向我们施怜悯。
Let's turn to Matthew.
我们来翻开马太福音。
Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音。
Chapter 9.
马太福音第九章。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 35.
马太福音第九章第三十五节。
Matthew 9:35.
马太福音第九章第三十五节。第三十五节，耶稣走遍各城各乡，在 会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。36节，他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
Now, this is our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Jesus sympathize, not only sympathize, but have mercy on the people.
这个耶稣他不只是可以体恤这些人，他甚至怜悯他们。
Because Jesus once was working, was walking among them, and saw them, they were lost, they were sick, they're just like sheep without shepherd.
因为神耶稣在世上的时候，他也跟他们同在，他看到这些人的生活是多么困难，如同羊没有牧人一般。
He was a human being.
因为他也是人。
So this is very important.
所以这很重要。
When we work for God, don't forget, we want to sympathize the human being, brother and sister, or the truth seeker among us.
那当我们在为主工作的时候，我们也要去体恤跟怜悯我们的弟兄姐妹，还有这些慕道朋友。
Sometimes we have to think, what if I were him? How I treat him if I how would I like to be treated if I were him?
有时候我们也要去想想，我们把我们自己放在他们的角度来看，如果我是他的话，我们会感觉什么？
I still remember one time I was in Africa. I was having a meal with another older preacher in a restaurant.
那我记得我在非洲的时候，有一次我跟一个年纪比较年长的传道一起在一个餐厅吃饭。
After the meal, we pay.
那我们吃完饭之后，我们就要付钱。
And of course, we have to pay some tips.
那我们也要付小费。
We always think that we always ask, okay, what is the minimum we have to pay, right?
那我们常常都会问说，我们小费至少要付多少
？And then we try to think that never pay more than the minimum, right?
那我们通常都不会付比这个最少的更多。
Or sometimes we even pay less.
那有时候我们甚至会这个小费会给更少。
I remember that old preacher when he paid the bill, he said, "Why do you give so little tips?"
那我记得这个老传道，他看到我在给小费的时候，他就说，为什么你给那么少
？He said, "Give more, give more."
他一直跟我讲说要给多一点，给多一点。
I said, "Why?"
我问他说为什么
？He said, "I was a waiter before."
他就说，因为我之前也是服务生。
When I was young, when I come to UK, I was a waiter.
他说我在年轻的时候，我刚到英国的时候，我也工作是一个服务生。
We work so hard.
那这些人他们工作很辛苦。
Wage is so little.
那这个工钱又很少。
All we are looking for the tips.
那我们期待的就是有更多的小费。
We can give them more, just give them a little bit.
那如果我们有能力能给他们更多，那我们就要多给一点。
I remember this story in my heart.
那我在我心里，我会永远记得这个故事。
I think about Lord Jesus Christ.
那我想想主耶稣基督。
He look at people is different than we looking at people.
那当他看人的时候，跟我们看人是不一样的。
We look at people, we think about ourselves.
我们看人的时候，我们还是会想到自己。
But Jesus, he has a full compassion when we look at other people.
可是耶稣当他看人的时候，他对他们是有完全的怜悯。
He look at them, they are lost.
他看着他们，看到他们是迷失的。
They are like sheep without shepherd.
他们就像这些羊没有牧人一样。
So let's go to help them.
所以他就要去帮他们。
So don't forget we are human being.
所以我们不要忘记说我们也是人。
We have to have the compassion of a human being.
我们也要去连续，然后去连。
To Revelation chapter 4.
最后我们来翻回来启示录第四章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
The last image of the four living creatures is the image of an eagle.
第四个是像飞鹰。
Image of an eagle.
这是一个飞鹰的脸。
What is the difference between eagle and other birds?
那这飞鹰跟其他的鸟有什么不一样？
Actually, there are three different levels of birds.
那其实在鸟中有三个不同的等级的鸟。
Have you ever think of that which different kind? Not because of their color.
那不是因为它们的颜色，可是我们有没有想过说是哪三种？
But actually, by the way they fly.
就是我们可以来观察他们是怎么样飞行。
The lowest level, what are they?
那最低等级的是什么呢？
They have wings, but they never fly really high.
就是那些有翅膀的鸟，可是他们永远都飞不高。
Just like what? Just like chicken, right?
就像鸡一样。
Just like the not chicken. Chicken is the meat, but the hen, right? Oh, yeah, the hen, 母鸡啊，公鸡啊。They have big wings, but they're never able to fly high.
就像那些母鸡跟公鸡，虽然它们也有很大的翅膀，可是它们永远都飞不高。
Sometimes I saw in Africa, you know, the hens, they fly, they only climb on the head, the fence, and they never go higher.
那我在非洲的时候，我看这些母鸡、公鸡，它们会飞，可是它们飞到那个栅栏上面之后就下来了。
Most of the time, they are on the ground.
那大部分时间他们都是在地上。
So they wasted their wings.
所以他们的翅膀等于是没有用的。
The second kind of birds.
那第二种鸟。
Just like the sparrow or the normal kind of bird, they just fly, but they don't go very high. They don't go very high.
就像那些麻雀一样，虽然他们也是可以飞，可是他们不会飞很高。
But eagle is different.
可是飞鹰是不一样的。
The way eagle fly, the path of an eagle is different than all the other birds.
那这飞鹰它飞的地方跟其他的鸟类是不一样的。
They always fly a few hundred feet up there.
它会飞好几百英尺高。
Their nest is not even on the tree. The nest is on the cliff.You never climb to get there.
他们的鸟巢也不是在树上，他们的鸟巢是在
悬崖
的地方。
Nobody can even go up there.
那没有人会去那些地方。
Nobody can disturb them.
也没有人会去干扰他们。
The eagle only come to the ground when he needs we need to take the food or take the prey.
那这些老鹰他们只会下来，当他们要来寻找食物。
Immediately you go up back.
那他们找到之后，他们又马上飞回去。
The Bible teaches.The living creature is like an eagle.
那这里圣经教导我们说，这四活物也像老鹰。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思？
Jesus wants us to live a transcending life.
所以耶稣基督他要我们过一个超越的生
活。Lord Jesus Christ, he himself is just like an eagle. He transcends.
因为耶稣基督他本身也是像飞鹰一样，他超过这世上的一切。
Even though he was a human being.
虽然他也是一个人。
But at the same time, he's God himself.
可是同时他也是神。
Let's turn to John.
我们来看约翰福音
Chapter 3,
第三章
verse 3,
第三节
Chapter 3 verse 13
约翰福音第三章第十三节
John 3 13
约翰福音第三章第十三节除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子没有人升过天
Here Jesus Christ demonstrate himself where he is now
这里耶稣基督他说他现在是在哪里
YesHe came from heaven.
对，他是从天降下来。
But at the same time, he is still in heaven.
可是他仍旧在天。
Even though he's living on earth,
虽然他活在这世界上
but he's also living in a spiritual world.
可是他还是活在这天上。
That is the thing that our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to learn.
所以这也是耶稣基督想要我们来学习的。
We are children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
Even though we are living in this world,
虽然我们过在这世，我们是在这世界上。
We go to school.
我们去学校。
We go to work.
我们去上班
We raise a family,
我们有我们自己家庭
but don't forget,
可是不要忘记
you don't belong here.
你不属于这世界上
This is only a temporary place.
因为这只是一个短暂的居住的地方
Just like an eagle, he will not spend his time on the ground most of the time.
就像这老鹰这飞鹰一样他不会花很多的时间在这地上
He only came down for food.
那他下来的时候只是要寻找食物
But the rest of the time, he fly freely up high there.
他其他时间都是在很高的地方很自由的飞翔
Brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹们
Do we learn from this?
我们可以跟他们学习吗
Even though every day we live in this world
虽然我们每一天都活在这世界上
But our heart, our mind shall not only be in this world
可是我们的心思意念不能只存留在这世界上
We should always think about how can I serve God
我们要常常去想说我们要怎么样来侍奉神
Think about what is your spiritual life What is the situation now
我们要来思考我们属灵的生命现在是怎么样、
oh.What does the church needs?
我们现在教会需要的是什么
What is my weaknesses?
那我的缺点是什么
How can I get better?
那我要怎么样才能够变得更好
So if we have a transcending view like an eagle
所以如果我们有这种可以超越一切世上东西这种眼光
Demonstrate God's glory
那我们就可以显现出神的荣耀来
So four living creatures is for us to learn from Lord Jesus Christ
所以这四活物就教导我们来学习耶稣基督的形象
So hope that in this new year
所以我希望在这个新的一年里面我们也要来显现出神的荣耀出来那神就会继续的来祝福我们
Let's sing hymn 34